Okay, I just had to pull that piece of music. That was Kirsty McCall and Days. Now I've got Andrew Montague on the phone. Hello, Andrew.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Very good.
Okay, combating antisocial behaviour in the city, Andrew.
Yes, antisocial behaviour, look, is a serious problem for a lot of communities in Dublin. And, you know, sometimes it can appear as very innocent, but it can really affect people's quality of life. Something as simple as name-calling really changes how people, you know, makes people feel really vulnerable and insecure. And they'll change their lives. They'll get up earlier in the morning to avoid it. They'll avoid certain shops. They'll change their routes around their community. They won't go out from the afternoon on. And, you know, it's just not good enough.
Yeah.
Another problem that we see, you know, in the Santry area is that there's a concentration of students. And so they all, when they're out drinking or when they're out partying, when they're coming back in at night, they're coming back a small number of houses. So large numbers of students filing past a small number of houses because they all live together, the students. So what we see is they're making noise, they're singing, they're shouting. And on a once-off, that wouldn't be a big issue. But when you've got hundreds of students walking past your house at night, they keep you awake till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's just not good enough.
Yeah, well, Andrew, as Lord Mayor, you're calling on families to play their part in combating antisocial behaviour.
Well, there's a lot we can do there. One of the things, actually, I'm interested in is that the research is very clear that half of the social antisocial problems are alcohol-related. People are drinking too much, and they're becoming rowdy and treating people without respect. So what I'm looking for is a minimum price for alcohol, because some of our alcohol is way too cheap. You can buy a can of beer now for less than 50 cents.
Yeah.
And that's just not good enough. And I think we need to raise that. Now, that won't affect your price of your pint in the pub, or it won't affect a glass of wine in the evening. The people who drink the very cheapest alcohol, those cans of beer for less than 50 cents, tend to be young and underage drinkers. So by making the beer more expensive for that target group, it would be great to stop them drinking altogether. But by making it harder for them to buy it, we will reduce that antisocial behaviour in that age group. So that's one of the things I would like to see.
Okay, well, you're actually at a seminar today, are you, down in Ballybock?
We're in the seminar in Ballybock because there's terrific facilities here in Ballybock. The City Council built this wonderful hall and community centre, and once the hall was there, other things were able to flourish, like the Scouts were able to start up in the area, Girl Guides, Beavers, this art club going on for children in summer holidays here. So all kinds of activities and football can happen once the facilities are there, and people say there's not enough for their children to do. Well, the City Council have been investing in our facilities right around the city, and, you know, we're hoping the families can make the most of those facilities.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, Andrew, you mentioned there lowering the price of drink or standardising.
Bringing it up.
Alcohol. Yeah.
Too cheap. The very bottom prices, those 40 cent cans, it's far too cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, what sort of a figure would you put on the price of a can?
Well, I think, you know,
Euro.
I think a euro might be a reasonable price, you know. Considering for a fiver, you can get 10 cans of beer at the moment. That's just not good.
But do you think that it would stop kids drinking excessively? Because I think they'd still find the money somewhere to be able to go out and buy it if they really want it, you know?
They will keep drinking, but they will be drinking less. They'll spend everything they've got on the drink. So if they've got a fiver to spend at the moment, they can get 10 cans. If they only had, if the price was a euro each, they'd only be able to buy 5 cans, which is still too much, but it's a lot less drink, and I think we'd all be better off if they were drinking half of the alcohol that they were drinking.
Yeah, but a lot of them these days, you can see them, the young ones and young fellas, they're drinking naggins of vodka and stuff like that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, in parks and in open spaces. And
so I want to make it more difficult for them, more expensive, and the research is very clear. They will drink less if it's more expensive for them.
Yeah, okay. I noticed too that there's a survey carried out, 33% of those surveyed feel antisocial behaviour, drugs and begging are damaging Dublin's good reputation.
Yeah, so we need to tackle those issues, and that's why I'm going to set up as Lord Mayor a commission on antisocial behaviour during my year to get the best research from Dublin but also from internationally on what works, what makes a difference. And there's some great programmes. I live in Ballymun, and one of the really positive things we're doing is an intervention called Ready, Steady, Grow, and it's aimed at the very youngest of children from 2 weeks of age. When the child comes in to have their physical examination at 2 weeks of age, we now do a full psychological assessment. At that very young age, we can tell if there are issues of bonding with the mother. And we can give them some simple things, even singing to the child, cuddling their child more often, picking them up, talking to them. That makes a difference in the bond that builds up between the mother and the child. And if we can get that right, the positive benefits throughout the lifetime of that child are enormous.
Right.
And so they're the kind of positive things we need to replicate. We're doing it in Ballymun. Let's replicate that across the city.
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering, though, mentioning the city there, there are areas of Dublin City that are kind of, I wouldn't say no-go areas for the general public, but there are areas that people are aware of that they should avoid, even in the daytime. And I'm thinking specifically of the boardwalk, Andrew, which seems to be plagued by drug taking and drug pushing and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah. Now I would have to say that I wouldn't agree that there's no go areas, but there are areas people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They feel intimidated and they'd rather avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to tackle that. One of the things that I'd like to see, you're talking about drug dealing there on the boardwalk. Often what happens is it's prescription drugs and people are swapping them and selling them. It wouldn't very often be heroin or illegal drugs, but it's prescription drugs. So the Gardaí don't have the powers to intervene when there are drugs like Valium, for example, or other benzodiazepines. So the Gardaí are looking for the powers to arrest people for selling of prescription drugs, and I think that's something we should do, to give them those powers to stop that kind of... See, people, when they see, they know something's happening and they often think it's illicit drugs, but the most often case, it's actually legal drugs that are being sold. So I think the guards should get those powers, and that's one of the things we'll be looking for.
Yeah, but the ordinary citizens can't discern whether it's illegal drugs or legal drugs. It's just that they know that there's
I think if the Gardaí got that power, it would make it easier to police the boardwalk.
Okay, Andrew, before we let you go, you reckon people should use facilities provided by the City Council to aid the combating antisocial behaviour?
There's fantastic facilities right across Dublin. I suppose in the good years we had the money and we invested it, and we've got beautiful pools and gyms and parks, libraries. And, you know, we want to make sure that we get the most out of those facilities. We want to encourage families to come along, and they are. Families are using these, but we want to get even better usage out of it. We probably won't be building any more in the near future, but thankfully we've got a new range of facilities over the last 10 years, and let's make the most of them.
Okay, Andrew, you're probably anxious to get back to the seminar, so we'll let you go at that then.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, John.
Pat.
Pat, okay.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Lord Mayor of Dublin, Andrew Montague, talking to me about combating antisocial behaviour in Dublin and other areas as well.